Yeah, this morning I'll be talking about the proposed WHO Collaborating Center for Public Health Informatics at CDC. And before I go on, I wanted to acknowledge and recognize my co-authors, Kathy O'Neill and Stella Chungong from the World Health Organization, Ramesh Krishnamurti, Anna Gregorian, Michael St. Louis, and Scott McNabb from CDC. These all, plus many others, have worked hard over the past year or so to try to understand and articulate what these two major institutions should do around informatics. So I'll give you some background and then talk about some of the opportunities, challenges, and needs, and then talk about the Collaborating Center goals and activities and so on. What are WHO Collaborating Centers? They are collaborative networks of public health institutions. They are designated by the Director General of the World Health Organization for a term of 4 years that are renewable. They provide a formal framework for a strategic support to implement WHO mandated work and program objectives. Through that, strengthen country resources, increase collaboration, cooperation with WHO and other institutions. So they are sort of the extension or technical extension arm support for WHO. They sort of formalize relationships between two institutions along a particular public health need. There are over 900 such centers around the world, and over 50 at CDC, with a wide range of topic areas, influenza, reproductive health, and so on and so forth. Currently, there are no WHO collaborating centers for public health informatics. And given the importance of public health informatics, given that you're all here because of that, that we had proposed to, and WHO has requested that we work towards establishing such a center at CDC that purely focuses on public health informatics. It will be sponsored by the Department of Health Statistics and Informatics at WHO Geneva headquarters and co-sponsored by the IHR Coordination Program. And we'll have linkages to the regional office, the Pan American Health Organization, as many of the WHO CCs have or some originate, and but most have linkages to their regional offices, even if they are initiated from the headquarters from Geneva. It will be administered by the Global Public Health Informatics Program at NICFI, and but it's really a CDC institution. There will not be another, collaborating center on this same topic within CDC. So it's, and given informatics is really capabilities are scattered and around the agency that will coordinate and elicit the participation of many parts of CDC through this center. And there's some benefits for why these collaborating centers, and we have many of them, because they do, for WHO, they increase scientific and technical support, allow them to leverage additional resources, person power, and funding. WHO, for its mandate, is severely underfunded and understaffed organization, gains buy-in from partners. For CDC, we also allows this one other mechanism to further our global goals, support international initiatives and regulations, participate in front line of international health policy, and collaborate on public health programs and research. Currently, this is a designation process, goes around circle, and right now it's just passed through the regional office clearance, and it's with the GSC, or the Global Steering Committee, that's being reviewed there. As I said, this is finally is a go through the government, HHS for us, and then approved by the Director General of WHO. What were some of the opportunities and challenges and needs that we together working, CDC, you know, obviously works with WHO very closely and have been collaborating on many years for many areas. And as we were working together, there were identified many opportunities and challenges and needs in this area that sort of pushed forward this idea of formalizing this relationship. Right now, we have a new administration that has increased global focus, proposed $63 billion global 6 years global health initiative. We have a new CDC director, as you heard from Dr. Frieden this morning. Global health is one of these five priorities. There has been also increasing recognition that you know, the world's a flat, and that we have we need to be increasingly cooperating with each other and working with each other in sharing information. I think the H1N1, SARS, and avian flu have all demonstrated that we need to be working across the board with our international partners. There is increasing demand, not just from developed world, but from developing countries for e-health enablement of public health. There are advances in informatics and technology create opportunities to strengthen, integrate, interoperate health information systems. So we see increasing engagement of key players in public health informatics. We also have some other legal frameworks like the IHR or the International Health Regulations. We have the WHO e-health plans and so on and so forth. The Europeans have plans. And there are multiple global e-health and global health initiatives like the Health Metrics Network and the Rockefeller Foundation e-health initiatives and so on. And there are new collaborative forums. They're open, the open approach has taken hold. So there are a lot of opportunities out there, but at the same time, there are also a lot of challenges. This is CDC around the world. CDC has become increasingly a global agency. As you can see, now we have staff in over 50 countries. The International Health Regulation, a major legal framework that was issued, revised in 2005, providing a framework for implementation and coordination among the global and among countries for rapid detection and communication of public health risk and emergency to track, monitor the spread of, excuse me, risk and disease and guide responses. And there are these major global health programs and initiatives from PEPFAR, the way Global Fund, President's Malaria Initiatives, Global Polio Eradication Initiatives, Neglected Tropical Diseases, the Rockefeller Foundation Initiatives, WHO eHealth Strategies, Africa Health, InfoA, Health Metrics Network. All of these are initiatives that have been come forward in the past 5-10 years. And a lot of collaborative efforts and increasing also penetration of information technology, including developing countries. This is a penetration that's showing from the World Bank in 2005, 250 per 1,000 in terms of the mobile telephones in the developing world, and as well as those not as rapidly increasing, but internet penetration as well and increasing in developing world. But this is a reality. As you when you go to some of these developing countries or low resource settings, you know, this still continues to be a reality, and some of the challenges, particularly for this collaborating center that we honed in, were on challenges around data exchange, use, and quality. We recognize the lack of still universal use or application of informatics standards. The widely distributed and growing volume of public health data. There are intensive data gatherings, as you saw in the previous picture. There are lingering cultural, social, and political impediments to data exchanges, and there are siloed data at every level with limited accessibility and visualization. There are limited analysis and use of data for planning, management, and decision making. We also looked at, in the other major challenge, the siloed IT systems, tools, and services. There are multiple poorly coordinated and redundant information systems and applications. This centralized individualized approach to developing and deploying software, the lack of interoperability and harmonization, and as a result, we have low adoptions of some of these systems, and also face issues with maintenance and sustainability. And in the end, we are duplicating efforts and wasting resources. So there is a need for appropriate ICT, information communication technology, for useful, sustainable, appropriate IT spending for interoperable systems and tools across programs, across geographies and care and technologies, and for integration across healthcare and public health systems. So given all these realities, and what did we decide to do? And we wanted to bring together WHO and CDC mandates, capabilities, partnerships, and networks to improve global health and ensure health security through public health informatics, enabling and advancing data exchange use and quality, and collaborative development of tools and services and sharing. So these are the goals of the Collaborating Center: establish international partnerships and leverage widely distributed global expertise and resources to advance global informatics architecture, standards, integration, and interoperability, to provide informatics support to the implementation of the international health regulations, support distributed information exchange and sharing in support of the WHO's Global Health Observatory, contribute to the development of a suite of global shareable interoperable tools and services in support of WHO's Open Health Tools suite of tools initiative, and advance the science and best informatics principles, strategies, and practices. Oh, sorry. So the Collaborating Center maps to WHO's midterm strategic plans and their health informatics or strategic plans. So overall, this is our proposed strategic framework, working on architecture, standards, enabling technologies. In this case, so we have chosen the grid and collaborative development the underlying policy and capacity and evaluation to enable an advanced data exchange, use and quality in tools and services development and sharing across these networks of global, regional, country, and sub-country, as ultimately improving global health and ensuring health security. So we work to elicit broad international participation to leverage existing expertise and collective intelligence, so that we avoid to reinventing the wheel or duplicating efforts. We support development or adoption of a global interoperability framework and minimum standards for indicators, vocabulary, messaging, and exchange, and country-level architecture and standards supporting those efforts, and open-source collaborative development. These are the initial areas of focus. Obviously, we're working on the process for designation. We've been working with the IHR coordination program on IHR monitoring tool. And in terms of the policy and standards, our focus is and will be on data stewardship policy, on indicator metadata registry, standardized vocabulary and messaging, and prototype application for summary data exchange. And there are a number of tools that we are considering working on, each one of us, both at CDC and WHO, that potentially can get into the Open Health, the WHO Open Health suite of tools. And we are working towards establishment of a WHO CDC global public health grid with portal and collaboration to allow both collaboration as well as accessibility for tools and supporting the Rockefeller-funded initiative on the open e-health enterprise architecture for developing countries. In terms of advancing the science, Finn Conference was one of the first places that we worked together with WHO as well as other partners, Health Metrics Network, global partners from the University of Washington, and as well as our own coordinating centers for infectious disease, coordinating office for global health, PEPFAR, global AIDS program, all work together to try to put together the sessions and the global sessions that you are participating in at this year's Finn Conference. And we invite you as well to the International Night on Wednesday night, where we have distinguished global leaders, including Dr. Sally Stansfield, Executive Director of Health Metrics Network, Dr. Tees Burma, the Department Head for Health Statistics and Informatics at WHO, Mr. Mark Landry from the Head of the Informatics at PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and our own Sherry Fuller, who will be speaking after me here, will be all speaking, as well as Dr. Ramesh Krishnamurti from the Office of Global Health. So ask me about if you need, and it's by invitation, so please ask me afterwards if you're interested to go to the International Night. That will be on Wednesday night. I just run through the our major collaborators of this collaborating center, and just in addition to the ones that I already mentioned, on terms of the global public health grid, we have a health grid, CA Big, our collaborators, and in terms of the architecture, we are supporting OASIS, the Open Architecture Standards and Information Systems for Healthcare. So just to summarize, I think in today's world, attaining public health security depends increasingly depends on international cooperation as well as sharing of information, and also building capacities on the ground of the various countries to contain threats and detect and contain threats at point of origin. Advances in public health informatics are creating opportunities for nations to strengthen their public health systems, as well as to be able to integrate and interoperate disparate tools and systems and services. Currently, there are no collaborating center focused on this application, public health informatics, and we feel that establishing such a collaborating center at CDC will help both WHO and CDC achieve the global health goals, advance international cooperation and information sharing, and leverage widely distributed global expertise and resources, engender collaborative development and sharing of tools and services, and advance best global health informatics strategies, standards, and practices. I'd like to acknowledge the many people that have also worked with us, both in the Global Public Health Informatics Program and on this collaboration. Thank you, and happy to take a few questions, depending on our moderator. Yes.
Just wondered if you're going to be coordinating with the Collaborating Center at the Brevard Institute in Indiana on, I think it's Global Health or Public Health Informatics.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, if you could repeat the question also.
Yes, the gentleman was asking about the whether we'll be collaborating with Regan Streep's new Collaborating Center on Medical Informatics. Yes. The answer is yes. Have always more collaboration, never for less. And I think we're learning increasingly that we have to collaborate. We can't be reinventing the wheel 100 times, 1,000 times all over the place. And and then there are limited resources, and that I think we can do better coming together and collaborating. So I think if there's one thing that you have taken away from this presentation, is it's really this is a collaborative collaborating center. And the number of the things that we chose, the strategies were really chosen for that purpose. They basically enable global collaboration. They support global collaboration. There were not anything about individual, development of tools or anything like that, but instead really the major focus is really fostering, enabling, facilitating global collaboration. So yes.
Other questions?
Yeah, this collaborating center is going through the process of designation. As I was showing earlier, it's almost toward the end of its process. Right now, it's passed through the PAHO office, the regional office, and right now it's with the global steering committee review. So we should be hearing very soon.
So within the next 3 to 6 months, you
yes.
should be established as a center?
Right, right. No, this is a sponsored, initiated from WHO headquarters. This is a headquarters initiated collaborating center, but because we live in this region, it goes through also the regional office, and we have Dr. Chris Bailey from WHO. So.
Can I just summarize for this session is being audio recorded. So Chris Bailey pointed out that this is a recognition of existing collaboration, basically a formal recognition of the in-kind donations that are already being made. So other questions? I have a question. There are 900 collaborating centers worldwide, which would imply that they're for a given, say, TB or HIV or so on, there's probably collaborating centers in multiple different countries. Do we know yet if there's other countries, or we anticipate other countries that will be interested in establishing collaborating centers in informatics?
I believe so. But Chris,
maybe. Do you have any clues yet?
Yeah.
Any other questions quickly?
Yeah. I'm Alan Hightower, Division of Parasitic Diseases, California.
IO.
Unfortunately, I can't
any mention, discussion of how fill stations might plug into something like this?
For CDC? Yes, we consider the collaborating centers really a CDC institution that it will allow participation from all over the CDC, including our global programs in the field. Welcome back, Alan. You just came back from a very long and successful field assignment in Kenya.
Anything else? Any other questions? All right.
One more. Okay, Mark.
I'm head of a Health Metrics Network, which is a partnership of, which is a network of partners working in health information system. Now, what's the difference between a collaborating center, as you described, and Health Metrics Network, which is a network of partners working in health information system?
Chris again. Maybe you should come over here.
Actually, if you're going to say this something, you might want to come up here so you can hear it.
It sort of refers to how WHO does business and gets its support. So I'd rather have Chris respond, and that will be the end of our question and answer.
The Health Metrics Network was an initiative that started about 4 or 5 years ago that was a multi-stakeholder effort to try and encourage a more comprehensive and holistic approach to health information systems in country, not just clinical systems, not just program monitoring, but also census surveillance. The attempt was to try and use an enterprise architecture approach for and I even don't like that phrase. It's more like a city planning approach to how to really build sustainable national systems. The secretariat of the Health Metrics Network is housed at WHO, and there's a tremendous amount of collaboration. We work out of each other's pockets. We are not technically the same institution, but I think for all intents and purposes, we are aligned and working together. Collaborating centers are a format, a designation that has existed since the 1947 WHO Constitution. The founding fathers of the World Health Organization recognized that, believe it or not, not all public health expertise exists in Geneva. And so, I know. Oh, really? Atlanta is not the sole. So the idea was that, and not only does not all the expertise exist in Geneva, but also we would rely on collaboration and assistance from other organizations and centers. And so how to recognize that and how to build on that, that was the origin of the collaborating center system. To call it a collaborating center network is an informal designation. Basically, what that means is that instead of just defining it by the bilateral relationship with Geneva, what has emerged over the years quite successfully are these dynamic networks of collaborating centers working together, where really the only thing that binds them is this notion, this branding, that somehow they're working as part of the WHO family and towards the common strategic objectives of WHO, but they're not controlled by WHO per se. You know, these are true networks, and that's, I think, something that's very exciting. The Health Metrics Network is not limited to just its relationship to WHO. It potentially is the entire informatics sector in country or in regions, and that's evolving. That's I think a portal was just launched a few months ago. The different stakeholders that are coming together through these assessment processes are beginning to speak to each other outside of the processes. So those communities are beginning to be nurtured. So they are not the same thing, although there is understandably a certain amount of overlap. I hope I've clarified that. Did that? Maybe not. Well, sometimes honesty is not clear.